Revised economic figures show sizzling fourth quarter growth. Late winter storm socks in the Northeast. White House set to certify Mexico for anti-drug efforts. 10 convicted in Plano, Texas teen drug deaths.
We feel that justice has been done.
Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. economy defied global trends to close out 1998 with a blistering 6.1% growth rate, the hottest pace in nearly 15 years. That upward revision came with a continued absence of inflation. And CBS MarketWatch chief economist Erwin Kellner says things are still humming.
People are confident. Lots of money is coming back in the form of income tax refunds. And so I see growth continuing not as strong as, let's say, in the fourth quarter, but still at a pretty good clip.
Wall Street responded with a strong opening, but has now reversed course. The Dow Industrial's off 56 points. New England is trying to cope with the winter's worst storm, which has brought nearly 2 feet of snow and may not let up until midday today. Thousands of airline passengers were stranded in Boston. At snow-covered Montauk, Long Island, Michael Sparks says the weatherman got it wrong.
As of yesterday, they were only saying flurries. So it's quite a pile of flurries.
17 inches of snow fell on Nantucket, where schools are closed for a second day. Police Chief Randolph Norris.
We have quite a few power lines down and some poles down also. Probably more than half of the island is without power at this time. It probably will not be restored until sometime late tonight.
Power is also out for more than 15,000 on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. In Norton, Massachusetts, 9-year-old Corey Anderson disappeared in the storm while looking for his dog. More than 100 searchers spent that frigid night looking for him in the woods and cranberry bogs, but without success. Divers have begun searching a lake. State Police Sergeant Carol McDonald.
In the light of day, you can do so much more. We couldn't look in the water at night.
Corey's dog returned home safely. Now that white supremacist John William King is headed for Texas death row, the town of Jasper has two more trials in the dragging death of black hitchhiker James Byrd Jr. As CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod reports, the town would not mind a change of venue.
In a sense, the folks have seen enough and are ready for all the media to go home, the TV trucks to pack up, and to have some sense of peace to be restored to what was a quiet country town before last June. On the other hand, there is also a deep sense of pride in this town that justice was served, that this crime was investigated and prosecuted by people from this community.
Doug Greaseman tracked the Washington disc jockey who made a tasteless remark about the Jasper killing, has not only lost his radio job, he's also been fired as a volunteer sheriff's deputy. Mexico is a cornucopia of illegal drugs, but its government is about to get another merit badge from Washington, as we hear from CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Most illegal drugs enter the U.S. through Mexico, where police corruption is also a stubborn problem. But the White House today will recertify Mexico as a drug war ally because it believes it's cooperating with the U.S. One expert on international crime, American University's Emilio Viano, believes the annual certification process should be scrapped because it ignores the huge U.S. appetite for drugs.
We are sitting as judges when we don't have our own house in order.
But supporters of the process say it forces at least some producing countries. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There is some relief for parents of four Plano, Texas youths who died from heroin overdoses in 1997. A federal jury has convicted 10 of 11 people accused of marketing Mexican heroin and cocaine that killed the teens. The defendants could get life in prison. Larry Scott lost his 19-year-old son, George, and says the problem is not over.
Basically, what I think is people have been awakened to what's out there. Is it over? I don't think so. I think there's still plenty of this drug on our streets. I think you'll see now not an epidemic, but you'll see very sporadic but occasional overdoses from this again.
It's 4 minutes after the
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Let's cut to the chase. We're cutting deals like never before at your Southern California GMC dealer. Right now, get finance rates as low as 0% APR or cash back up to $1,000 on select models of new 1999 GMCs. For a limited time, get as low as 0% APR GMAC financing on GMC Safari. Get 0.9% APR GMAC financing or $1,000 cash back on a 99 GMC Sonoma. Get as low as 2.9% APR GMAC financing or $1,000 cash back on a 99 four-door GMC Jimny. Don't miss this opportunity. Get as low as 0% APR GMAC financing or up to $1,000 cash back on select models of new 1999 GMCs. You'll save thousands. So, no matter how you slice it, there's never been a better time to cut a great deal on a new 99 GMC Safari, Sonoma, or Jimny at your best in the West Southern California GMC dealer. You must take retail delivery by 3/1/99, subject to GMAC credit approval, limited term contract. Other rates available as length of contract increases. See your GMC dealer for details.
The government has redefined internet access, as we hear live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revie.
At issue is a ruling by the Federal Communications Commission that your call to your internet service provider, even at a local number, is not a local call. At the Consumers Union, Gene Kimmelman is concerned.
Internet users will have to start pay per minute. The meter will be running while they're using their internet service.
A chilling thought to Beverly Hills sixth grader Zach Anderson and his mother Carrie.
I hate that. Yeah, I have to set limits with him.
But the chairman of the FCC, William Kennard, says don't worry.
There are a lot of scare tactics being used out there, but those folks should rest easy. This will not change in any way the way that consumers use the internet.
He says the ruling affects only fees among phone companies. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
This year's version of the muscle car turns out to be a big and pricey new sport utility vehicle from Ford, the Excursion. It's 19 feet long, weighs 3.5 tons, and the Sierra Club says it guzzles enough gas to make Saddam Hussein smile. This week's avalanches in Austria are now blamed for 37 deaths. Evacuations continue from one devastated ski resort, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Richard Roth.
With 9 big U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopters part of the airlift, more than 3,000 people could be moved out today. But in Galtour, where the avalanche was deadliest, Austrian officials say 1,000 people are staying put. Residents who don't want to leave and vacationers who don't want to leave without their luggage. They're waiting for blocked roads to be cleared. Despite official warnings that the avalanche risk remains high, lower down in this valley, tourism authorities say it's safe to ski, and bright sunshine here is already drawing people back to the slopes. Richard Roth, CBS News, Landeck, Austria.
In San Francisco today, President Clinton is expected to outline his foreign policy goals on issues including Kosovo and the Mideast. He then flies to L.A. for a Democratic fundraiser. Tension is mounting in the Yugoslav province of Kosovo, with Serbs beefing up armed forces and refusing access to 8 international monitors. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier has more from Pristina.
Western officials here predict the fighting of the last few days will get worse as Kosovar rebels and Yugoslav security forces try to settle scores before the next round of peace talks. The Yugoslav government has dismissed Pentagon reports that it's moving extra troops into the area for a new offensive. But one government official here says he thinks the military is preparing for a possible NATO attack if the next talks fail. He says if NATO bombs, the Serbs will strike what they see as the cause, Kosovar Albanians. The Albanians will fight back, and as he put it, nobody will win. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Pristina.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is the latest Democrat to have thought about a 2000 presidential run and decided to give it a pass. And the Dow is off more than 80 points now. It's 8 past the hour.
You're listening to KNX 1070.
Here's a question. Why would someone with a good job like you want to check out 817 Jobs? Simple. To get an even better one. 817 Jobs isn't for people who can't get work. It's for people with the skills and experience major Southland companies are looking for.
For example, here's an excellent way to supplement your current income and share what you know with others. If you're an established expert in your field, a great opportunity might exist for you at University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix is currently hiring instructors to teach part-time at their 10 Southland campus locations. If you have a graduate degree and at least 5 years' experience in your current field, you may qualify. University of Phoenix draws its faculty from a select group of accomplished professionals in the areas of accounting, information technology, general studies, and other major fields. Visit 817-JOBS to learn more.
Simply by calling 817-JOBS Interactive Voice Response System or visiting our website at 817jobs.com, you'll find incredible job opportunities at all levels. Visit 817-JOBS today. Who knows? You might just find the job you weren't even
looking
for.
During the Vietnam War, the Hanoi Hilton meant one thing to American POWs. Today, it's quite another. As reporter Jonathan Birchall told us, Hilton has opened a new 5-star hotel in the Vietnamese capital.
Because the Hanoi Hilton was associated, was the name used by the American POWs held in the notorious Hoa Lu prison here during the war with the Americans. They're very deliberately calling this new hotel not the Hanoi Hilton, but the Hanoi Opera Hilton, or the Hilton Opera Hanoi, but they try and separate the words Hanoi and Hilton whenever possible.
With this opening, is there now an oversupply of luxury hotel rooms in Hanoi?
There certainly is, although the Hilton Opera Hanoi has the benefit of an extremely lovely position overlooking the Opera House in Hanoi, which was opened in the beginning of the 20th century by the French, which is actually an imitation of the Opera House in Paris.
And that is the World News Roundup for Friday, February 26th. The broadcast produced by Steve Bolton, technical supervision by Matt DeLito and Dave Sabian. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.